Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
A couple other things we got to hit on, though, on the sports side before we get to him. The Capitals traded Joel Edmondson today. This is the second trade in 3 days for Washington. The sell-off continuing, Danny. Their 30-year-old big-body defenseman makes a little under $1 million. They pick up a couple draft picks in the deal, mid-round selections. They're not going to blow it up. Really, I don't know that you can blow it up at this point.
With what? Like, how would you do it?
Exactly. But they are trading off some pieces. At this point, effectively ending their playoff push. The questions I have are goaltender Charlie Lindgren, center Nick Dowd.
Max Pacioretty, maybe?
Pacioretty, I think, goes. I'd be surprised if he didn't, because they're not going to demand much back.
Yeah, 35 last year of his deal.
The only year of his deal, yeah. He's a hired gun, but... Right, I mean, he's a pending free agent. They can get a pick for him, you do that. But they want a one for Dowd. They want a one for Lindgren. My guess is those two guys don't get traded, and this is more of a rearranging of some deck chairs. But here's where I'll give Brian McClellan credit. They have done a really good job, even though it has not resulted in postseason wins or anything, at just continuing to add picks and add to the system. We saw another title last year for the Hershey Bears. You've seen, I think, better production from some of the back-of-the-roster young guys like Beck Malenstein that they've called up this year. This, like, while they can't rebuild full-on because Ovi's chasing the record, but let's trade some veterans and get some picks back. You want to go all-in or not. This is kind of the worst way to rebuild in sports. It takes the longest, makes it hardest to win. But I think they're threading the needle in a way that has been fairly effective at improving the system. The problem is they just don't have dynamic players, really.
Yep.
I think they've got a lot of guys that are third line, fourth line types that they continue to draft and develop. They're a little light on the top six guys. Maybe Connor McMichael or Hendrix LaPierre, Marech Nishenko. Maybe they got a couple of those guys eventually. But it just seems like more they've got a lot of the depth players. And as they free up money, perhaps they go out and they spend to add the goal scoring and the talent up top.
Right. I mean, if you didn't have the Governors on, and by the way, it's very legitimate. I'm not criticizing that at all. But if Ovechkin wasn't chasing down an unfathomable record, then I would say, what are we doing? We're wasting time. Stop wizardsing this thing and trying to build from the middle and try to see if you can get in the play-in tournament, a.k.a. the 8 seed or whatever. I know hockey's different. Teams get hot all the time with a goaltender and do unexpected things. But I generally still am of the practice. Let's try to build an excellent team and take our chances. They're not really able to do that right now. But with the Governors on, this is as good as you can do it.
I agree with that. And don't you, well, I don't want to lead the witness. Do you think most Caps fans are okay with this? Meaning
going. I think it's 50-50.
Oh, I think it's like 80-20.
That don't like it?
No, that like it.
Oh, I see.
That want Ovi to go get the record, that are okay not basically, you know, blowing the whole thing up and trading everybody around Ovechkin and making it harder for him to get the record. I mean, the Caps fans I talk to, certainly the people, and maybe it's just that they're the diehards and the marks, the ones that are at games and the one that are wearing sweaters. For the most part, I think they are kind of content to try to get into the playoffs and see what happens, as they've been doing the last couple of years, unsuccessfully, obviously. But looking forward to the chase where Ovi goes and finds a way to break this record.
Because the way I view it is, and I think a lot of fans, it sounds like in that ilk, do too, is primary goal is different than in every other sport. Right now, the primary goal is him getting the record. The secondary goal is best team around him possible, make the postseason, see what happens, right? Like, get some extra games in that way. But not at the expense of maybe a season or two seasons that it would take to fully restock your system, break up a bunch of young players, try to find some more top six guys to play with him and run with him. I mean, look at all the running mates he's had on his lines over just this year. It's been a rotating cast.
They traded a third and a seventh to get Edmondson when they brought him in. Then you get the production and what you got out of him, and they get a third and a fifth when they moved him.
It's profit.
So to me, that's a win kind of all around in that transaction. By the way, I'm just seeing that the Capitals announced literally 2 minutes ago that Hunter Shepard's been recalled from Hershey. So I don't want to get ahead of ourselves speculating, but they're calling up a goalie from the minors.
So I think Kemper is out with an illness.
Sick?
Yeah.
Okay.
So that could be one of two things, right, what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Could be, okay, now Lindgren's on the move, or it could be they need a body.
Well, if he's sick and unavailable, then they definitely need a body. But everyone's keeping all eyes on Lindgren, so we'll continue to monitor him, Nick Doubt, as we get closer to tomorrow's deadline.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.